This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. It is Thursday, the 18th of April. This is Tune In with Erica, and I'm Erica. Great to get together with you. Hey, hey, how nice to get together with you today, 18th of April. Everybody I know is saying this year is flying by. We've really speeded up. I wondered whether that was an age thing, but young people are saying it as well. So, hey, on the 18th, halfway through April, it is so nice to have your company today. I do appreciate it. I really do. Whether you're with me live, whether you're listening to the on-demand section, or wherever you are, whenever you are, it is a pleasure. I can see people coming in the Facebook chat room already. If you have not been in the chat room, oh, they're so nice. Go and say hello. Go to the website 12radio.com and look at the option to chat with the menu on the left-hand side. It will bring you right in there where you will see Maureen, my Libra sister, Tiffany, Renee, Mariana, Suzanne, Renee. I can see other people coming in, so I'm going to refresh the page. Now, I've been away for 2 or 3 days up in London. I live about 5 hours out of London, caught the train up there to spend some time with my daughter before she goes back to Australia, and hadn't used my computer for a while. I think it's behaving a bit like my cat behaved when I came back. You know, when you dogs, you come back in the room and dogs are like all over you, like, where have you been? Where have you been? I missed you. And your cat is kind of, you've been away. My food was not quite as I expected. Where have you been? You know that one with cats? So, yeah, my computer's being a bit like my cat. It's so, you've been away. You have not used me. I may or may not work. So good morning to Renee. Good morning to Maureen and Denise, to Joni and to Tiffany. I can see in there with comments. I can see you are asking for readings. So I will most certainly go in there and do some readings. So good morning to Lioness. You've just come in the room. What am I going to share with you today? Well, several things, actually. I've got some stories to tell you. Would you like a story? I'll share some of my the things I have learned when I was traveling in London. Also, my new dragon deck has turned up, the Dragon Riders deck. It is fabulous. It turned up yesterday. I literally got off the train from London and it has finally turned up. A very complex deck. Stunning artwork. It's going to take me a while to get to grips with it, but I promise you, once I've got to grips with it, I'm going to start doing readings. It comes with angels and archangels, but also lots of elven folk. So the light elves, the elven princes, the elven healers. There are goddesses and gods in there. There are mythological people. It's just the most stunning deck. Some of the energies in there I have never worked with before. That's why I said it's going to take me a while. I'm going to do a couple of cards each day, which is always a recommended way if you get a new deck that's very new to you. When I started to learn tarot, that's what I did. I did a couple of cards a day until I began to know what they meant and also bond with my deck. So I'm going to be doing that. And then bring you some dragon readings. My dragons have been about me the whole way in my trip to London, as indeed have the angels and archangels. And in particular, so has Ganesha, the god Ganesh, remover of obstacles. Boy, did I need him to remove some obstacles. And oh boy, did he do it. So we are in the energy coming up on Saturday, this Jupiter-Uranus conjunction. Now, I'm not an astrologer. There are colleagues of mine on 12 Radio and 12 Listen who will explain this to you in astrological terms. I'm just aware that Jupiter is big and expansive, and Uranus is that kind of slightly quirky thinking outside the box. So this is about dreaming big. This is about believing your passions are your roadmap. I had so much of that when I was in London. Are you willing to turn your life upside down? That's the Uranus connection. But for me, it was about letting go and getting out of the way. So I'm just going to look to see where I am in timing on this show. Okay, plenty of time. So I am going to share this story with you because it is about, if ever there was a tale of letting go and trusting the universe, this is it. I'm selling one of my flutes. It's my big alto flute. I've had it for years, but I don't play it as much as I should. It is the most astounding instrument, and I thought this should go to someone who would really appreciate it. I have loved this instrument, but it's sitting in a box at home with me, not playing it, is not serving anyone. So I determined to sell it, and I researched the big houses who sell flutes in London, and one in particular I contacted. The trouble with selling this alto flute of mine is it's not a standard factory-made one. It's not a Yamaha or a Jupiter or a Pearl. It was handmade by a collaboration of two men in Ireland. Now, the problem with that is that when people buy secondhand, they want to know the factory name. And of course, I don't have it. I have the provenance and I have the fact that it is an astoundingly good flute and that some professional flute players, flautists, have played it and told me what a good flute it is. It's not just my opinion. So off I go to London with an appointment to meet these people who are right the opposite side of London to where I am staying. But what the heck? And at the very last minute, I put in a slight detour because one of the reasons I'm selling my alto flute is to fund. I have bought myself a sound healer's gong. I've bought a Chiron gong, which as we speak is lying on the floor of my healing room with me walking around it, trying not to trip over it because I don't have a stand yet. I'm having to finance this in sections. And I needed some mallets to play this gong with. And it came. Then I found out the world of mallets is an extraordinary thing, mallets and flumies. So I did some research and found, just before I went, literally the day before I was due to go to London, I found on a Facebook site a lady who said she was selling her brother's gongs because sadly her brother had passed over. And I thought, well, if she's selling gongs, he must have had mallets. So I messaged her and said, do you have any mallets? And she said, yes, I do, but I don't know what I've got. And I said, well, you're also talking to someone who doesn't quite know what they want either. This is not going well so far. But I went back to one of my experts and she went back to a friend of her brother's and we established between us a deal for two flumies and two mallets that would suit my purpose. And I didn't want to encroach on the time I would have with my daughter because we only had 3 days in London before she flew back to Australia. So I agreed with the lady with the mallets that I would get straight off the train from Cornwall. It takes me about 5 hours to get up there, go straight to her flat, bring her cash, pick up the mallets, and then go and meet my daughter at the hotel. So duly this happened. I found her flat very easily. I had cash. She was on the doorstep with me. I didn't even go inside. And I handed her the cash, said, please count it. And she handed me the mallets and I looked in the bag and yes, it's what I want. And I literally, as I turned to go away, a kind of intuition fired. And I just jokingly said to her, well, this has gone really well. All I need now is the sale of my alto flute to go as well. And she said, oh, have you heard of this company called Howarth's? And I said, no, that's not where I'm going. That hasn't shown up on any of my Google searches. And she said, well, they're in Baker Street. And she does mean Baker Street as in Sherlock Holmes, that Baker Street. I said, okay, fine. I thought, oh, well, I'll Google with them when I go home. On the way home, she messaged me with the link to this place in Baker Street. So I phoned them up the first thing in the morning and said to them, would you see me without an appointment? And they said, yes, come on in. So I went to see them. They were delightful. They were so nice. We kind of agreed almost to sell my flute, but they said that our professional flautist isn't in today. He's in tomorrow. Really, we can't seal the deal till we've spoken to him. So I said, okay, I've got to take it to this other company right on the other side of London because I had promised anyway. Went to the company on the other side of London and they were just, the vibes were completely off. They were dismissive. At one point, actually, the man was rude and quite aggressive. And I just thought, this is not for me. Went back, chanting Ganesha's chant, Om Gam Ganapatane Namaha. If you haven't come across that, look it on the internet. There's lots of it. Sent lots of Reiki, turned up the following morning when the flautist was there. He and I got on like a house on fire. He loved my flute. They're going to sell it for more money than originally agreed. So there was a wonderful deal because I had got out of my way. And as a parting shot, I jokingly said to him, the next thing I have to sell is my guitar, because I have a guitar that I've had since 1971 that's quite a special classical guitar. And again, you can tell I'm having a house clearing. I don't play it anymore. It's a beautiful guitar. So I thought, this has to go to someone who's going to play it. And he said, well, I play in an orchestra, and I'm sure there's a couple of guys in the orchestra who would like that. And I just thought, I don't believe my luck. Cancel, clear, delete. I do believe it. That is what happens when the universe flows and you listen to your intuition and you bring Ganesha in to help you and you get out of your own way. I was determined I was going to sell my alto flute to this company on the other side of London who turned out to be, I say, not engaged with me and quite rude. And all this synchronicity just flowed in. Just absolutely wonderful. So I would say to you, I think there's a lot of that energy about, and this is in a Mercury retrograde where conversations should not go well. So I would say to you, just be very, very open at the moment, especially with this Jupiter-Uranus conjunction. I just think it's ripping things apart. And if you'll just let go and not tell the universe how to do it, the universe will bring you in something even better than what you were asking for. So, yeah. I'm looking actually today, the moon is, it's Leo moving to Virgo with Mercury retrograde. So that's going to have you looking at all the details of your bank account and checking your statements, or getting tasks done that you've avoided doing. I can say yes to that because it is coming up on 5 o'clock in the afternoon here in the UK, and I have avoided painting the garage door and unwiring the security light and trying to put a new one up. I have put that off for months. So I did it today. The security light still isn't up because I don't have the right screwdrivers, but it is painted and the old one is down. So that's a start. So there we go. So I am looking now. I've got 17 minutes and I know that we need to do some reading. So let me have a look. I'm going to refresh the page because I can see so many of you coming in. And there we go. My computer is now speaking to me again. And there we go. More comments. View comments. It's this thing, top comments. You know, Mark Husson and I always talk about this, drives the pair of us bonkers. Why can they not put them in the right order in the first place? Good morning to Renee. Hi there to you. Maureen, you would like a dragon card for the week. Let me just reach across and get my dragon deck. I will be able to do you dragons from the new deck, but not quite. I can see Joni commenting as well. Let me have a look. A dragon card for Maureen. A shift in the energy. Well, I can tell you, if this week is anything to go by, boy, is the energy shifting. So here we go. A dragon card. I'm just tuning into my dragons and asking for a card. There we go, for Maureen. Interestingly, this is Diana Cooper's deck I'm using at the moment. And there's one card in this deck that is signed by Diana personally as a gift to me. And you have that card, Maureen. It's a very special card. It has an Archangel Michael energy about this dragon because he has a blue cloak and a sword. This is the royal blue and gold dragon, which strengthens you to stand in your power with wisdom. So awaken your own majesty. So believe in yourself and believe you can. And rather like that energy, I just knew I was going to sell my flute. I just had to stop telling the universe how to do it. So that is the message today. Denise, good morning to you. You're going to listen to On Demand as work is calling. I will certainly do you a card and you can go and get this to On Demand. The On Demand section of 1-2 Radio is astonishing. Just one moment. I have somebody calling me and they don't realise that I'm live on the radio. So give me a second, just a second. And sorry about that, it's my gardener who just wanted to talk to me and didn't realise he was live on the radio to you. But he's a lovely gardener, so I'm sure he says hello. So I was going to say, I was going to do that call for Denise, let me just rearrange my comments again, because now, of course, doing that, Facebook has decided to rearrange everything. So Maureen, Denise, you would like a card for the on-demand, and I was saying that the on-demand system is fabulous on One Two Radio, not just my show, but all the others. It's like a treasure trove. So if you want to know the astrology of this week, go and listen to the astrologers like Mark Husson and C.A. Brooks and my lovely colleague Jennifer Lakshmi Dove, who I also think is in this room when I page down far enough. So Denise, you would like a card for the day. And there we go. We have a card for you. You have joint cards, actually. Both of them have a duality, because I have the Two of Fire, which is about getting together with people, taking the next steps, expanding your dreams. Now, that's going to go with the astrology we have at the moment. But I also have it with the Six of Water. Now, in the Six of Water, there's two beautiful children standing with Archangel Zadkiel. And this is revisiting the childhood or childhood memories, or embracing your inner child. But again, it's this duality. It's getting together emotionally. It could be about romanticizing how things were in the past. And with the Fire card, you need to look at what is going on now. So let's have a look. Joni, you are in the chat room as well. Shift indeed. Yes. A card is such a nice and appreciated gesture. Okay, Joni, I will do you a card. Yes, everything is shifting. It really is shifting so much. So there we go. A card for you, Joni. I have a Three of Earth, which is interesting when you're talking about shifting, because this is a woman sculptor on my card, and she is getting to work. She's getting to grips with it, but she's doing something that she loves. That's what's driving her. It's also about recognition for work well done, because she's a skilled sculptress and she's putting her heart into this. So it's working well with others, or getting to grips with something that you love. Tiffany, you would like a card. What would serve me to know the most about your career in the next week? Okay. Again, I'm very mindful, Tiffany. I just had Ganesha come in. I don't know if you work with Ganesha, but he will help you remove obstacles in your career. But let me ask, and you have a card come out as I say that. And I have Archangel Michael cutting through chains, cutting through cords. This is a card about, the card is called Ego, but not in an unkind way. This is a card about getting out of our own way, which is what I was saying. This is a card about the illusion of being trapped or insisting on things being in a certain way. And when we step away, when we let those cords cut, then miraculous things can happen. So I would say to you, Tiffany, that set your intention of what you would like with your career, invoke Archangel Michael and Ganesha, and then let the universe line it up for you in the best possible way. Lioness, good morning to you as well. It is a magical new deck, Maureen is saying as well. Blessings to you, Lioness. Quelly, good morning to you. Laura, would love a message if there is time, of course. Laura, what do you need to know? Whoa, that flew out of the deck. You need to conserve your energy, Laura, because I've got the Two of Earth. And the Two of Earth, this is somebody juggling clocks, and they have the infinity symbol. This is trying to fit too much into the to-do list and needing to bring a balance between work and life. And he's on a boat, and there are very choppy waters everywhere, because it's emotionally unbalancing this person, because they're trying to deal with too much. So take a look at what's going on, Laura. If necessary, because we've got Moon in Virgo, that's a great time to make lists. I'm a great list person. And then figure out what on the list can frankly wait or be given to someone else. Good morning to my colleague, Jennifer Lakshmi Dove. Ganesha opening all the paths. Indeed, he did. My goodness. He certainly did. I'm going to refresh this page now just to make sure that I haven't missed anyone out, because I don't like to do that. So view more comments, top comments, all comments, keep going comments. So I've said good morning to Renee and Maureen, Denise, Joni, Tiffany Lioness and Quilly, Laura, Jennifer. Joni, I'm glad you liked the story. It was a spectacular story. And you know, I think this year that kind of thing is happening more and more. And the reason I wanted to share the story is not because I want to talk about my own life. I mean, is because I want it as an example of the fact that if we will just trust and get out of our own way, that I think the energies, even with a Mercury retrograde this year, are absolutely extraordinary. The energies are amping up. We're heading towards 2032, when hopefully the world will be a very different and more empathetic place. And things have to get ripped apart in order for that to happen. I've often used the analogy, it's like cleaning out the kitchen cupboards, and you pull it all out and it looks an absolute mess and the cupboards are filthy inside, and you clean it and you decide what to throw away and what to put back and whether something new needs to be purchased. I could see Sandy's just come in the room, so let me just refresh this and see if I have got time. Where am I for time? Let me just have a look. Yes, I have got time. So let me go down, view more comments. Bear with me as we go through the loop again. Top comments, all comments. Okay, let's go down the list again. You're very welcome for the reading. I know Sandy's just come in the room, but there isn't a comment there. So let me just have a look. Oh, you're just saying you're with us, Sandy. Sandy, always lovely to have your company. I hope your day is going very well indeed. Right, where am I? I have got about 8 minutes left. I was going to do a reading for you. If you can't get in the Facebook chat room, because I'm always very mindful that people are listening and you can't get in, and you know, there is no criticism to that at all. So let me do a card for you wherever and whenever you are. You might be listening to the On Demand. And tune in and ask for, this is my Angel Wisdom deck. Interestingly, they've given three cards. I like it when you get a triplet of cards. I'm going to start, two of them are very happy cards, and the other one is, I think, a Mercury retrograde card, because I have the Page of Air. And the Page of Air is about receiving information that is incredibly useful, but sometimes it feels a bit off, or it isn't said in a kind way. A bit like me with the flute story of wanting to go to the one company where it was in my mind that was going to be the company who was going to sell. And the fact they were very off with me, and I thought, no, this is not a good connection, is what made me think, in that case, I'm going to go back to the other lovely company who weren't quite offering me the right amount of money, but they were just so lovely. Thought, okay, let's go back. So that's kind of what this card is like. Then I have got the Six of Fire. Now, the Six of Fire in tarot is known as the Victory card, and that's right in the center, and it says wise choices. So it was a wise choice to use your intuition to listen to conversations. If there is useful information in there, keep that useful information, and don't be deterred by the fact that it may not have been delivered in the way that you expected. And the third card that I have drawn out in this trilogy that we're given for today is the Sun, which is a major arcana card. Now, this is a picture of an Apollo-like being. It's actually Archangel Uriel, who works with the fire of the solar plexus. There's an hourglass running because we've been given a new chance. And in the back, riding with the flag up on a unicorn, is the person who was standing in the Victory card. These two cards go together. And this is a time of great joy and success. Uriel is always about epiphanies, of having bright ideas, plans that work out perfectly. And the message of this is the plans work perfectly because we took time to stop and listen to the information that we were given that may not have seemed very promising, but it was a nudge from the universe to go in another direction. And if we'd only look round and go in that other direction, then things would work out again if we would get out of our own way. So I hope that will help you negotiate this week, especially as we are coming up on this unusual Jupiter-Uranus conjunction this weekend. I believe it hasn't happened for 14 years quite like this, so it is unusual. We have had some extraordinary astrology recently, especially with that eclipse, and I think it's all still moving forward. So make use of all information. Laura, you are very welcome for the reading, my darling. And to you, Maureen, I'm looking back in the Facebook chat room. If you would like a reading of me and I'm not on the radio, you will, of course, find me on 1-2-Listen. I will be on tomorrow and as much of the weekend as I possibly can. I tend to be on in your morning stateside, because obviously, as you can tell from the accent, I'm a Brit, so I'm over here in the UK. So I tend to log on, I get my chores done in the morning over here while you're all asleep, and then I log on in my afternoon, which is your morning, and I stay on until about noon, and by then it's getting a little late for me. I'm a lark, I'm not an owl. I find it hard to be an owl, so I tend to go to bed rather early. And then get up in the morning and do, well, sometimes I do yoga. That's wishful thinking. Most of the time I do yoga. I'm doing, I explained last week, I'm taking on the 5 Tibetans. I'm now back to the beginning of those because while I've been in London in the hotel room, there was certainly no room to be doing yoga. So I didn't. What I did do was an extraordinary amount of walking. I was walking about 8 miles a day between tube stations and roads and, you know, getting things organized with these flutes and collecting mallets and with a backpack as well. I was a bit like a soldier yomping with a backpack. It's been very good exercise for me. So there's all of that. So what else haven't I shared with you? I'm just looking, I've got a couple of minutes left. That's right, I was going on a loop that if you would like a reading on 1-2-Listen, you will catch me morning stateside. Now if that doesn't work for you, it's not a problem, because I also, as part of my email-based service, have something called an MP3 reading. So if you pose a question, if you contact me through that system and you pose a question for an MP3 reading, what I do is use my microphone and my recording system rather like I'm talking to you now on the radio, except I'm doing you a private one-on-one reading. I read for about 15 to 20 minutes that way, and that is available to you obviously 24/7. And not only that, but you have the reading. I send you the MP3 recording and you have that reading to keep for as long as you like. So if it doesn't quite make sense, or you think, oh, did that happen, you can go back and listen to it again. And you will find that out as well. I also do a written reading as well. If you look, there are various services I offer on my email-based service and my time-based sessions as well. If you fancy an Archangel spa wrap, we can do that. Use the time, you buy a chunk of time, and we use the time to work with the angels and archangels and wrap them around you. I haven't put it on there, but if you fancied a dragon get together, I am sure I could do that. And the dragons are already laughing, saying, of course we would, of course we would. You can do a get together with some dragons as well. So there we are. I am almost out of time today. Don't forget, there's plenty more coming up on 1-2 Radio today. A packed morning. You have Jay and Raven with your exclusive backstage pass. That's coming up next. I have no idea which 1-2 Listen advisor is joining them today, but I love listening to it. I get to know my colleagues even better by listening to that show. So that is due on the way. Also, we're followed by Erin at 10, which will be fabulous. And you have Kay and Maureen at 11, taking you up to noon. So thank you so much for joining me today. I will be back at the same time next week. Have a wonderful week. Enjoy your weekend, and I will see you next week. Lots of love. Take care. Bye-bye for now.